G'day.
Hi, Annie. Thanks for taking the time.
You've got a fascinating background, your history, filmmaking history. Can you give my listeners some understanding of your filmic trajectory?
So, I have a long background in making social change documentaries. So, that includes a documentary called Defendant Five that was on ABC and broadcast with Al Jazeera around the world to 260 million homes worldwide. That was actually an autobiographical documentary about my experience as a filmmaker getting caught up in a massive court case to protect Tasmania's forests. But I've also made two elevated genre shorts. So, I like to call them eco-feminist horror, which is a special little sub-niche, but that have played very successfully around the world in the top genre film festivals. And I've also made music videos and TV ads and, yeah, quite wide-ranging, but everything I make has some sort of impact or social change reason behind it, as well as wanting it to be entertaining first and foremost.
Well, this particular one, Sukha, one is set in Western Sydney, which is giving us a completely different view of Western Sydney. But also, majority of the people in it are from Asian backgrounds, and it's a remake or a relook at the Romeo and Juliet. So tell me about this particular genre, because it's got a very strong sense of Hong Kongese action drama to me.
Yeah, so I love action films, but I particularly like ones that are grounded in like a thriller kind of feel. Like I was a big fan of Kill Bill back in the day. I love the strong female protagonists kicking ass, the diverse casting as well there, and the sense of humor that Kill Bill had, and then, I also loved Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Like as a, as an audience member, I love the strong female protagonist there and the really elevated action sequences. So when Sushan was the producer and writer, creator of this project, Sushan Chambers was looking for a director. I had just made a horror short, Devil Woman, that had action sequences in it. It was the first time I'd worked with a stunt coordinator, and I was exposed to a lot of genre films from around the world at different film festivals that I'd been to as I'd been traveling Devil Woman around. And I just love genre films, and that, yes, is an elevator a horror part, but also this action noir thriller kind of subset. So, I was really excited to be attached to it. That was 5 years ago. I was attached as a director. And then Sushan had a young writer, Lily Cheng, who's a Chinese Russian background from Western Sydney. So we worked in development over 5 years on this project, and it had different shapes. It shapeshifted along the way, but ended up as this feature project, which is just about to be released.
And it must be great for all these actors because they all actually get really good, meaty roles.
Yeah, the actors are just so excited about Sukha. I mean, we have some fantastic actors in the mix here, like Grace Huang. We have Jenny Wu, Paul He. Like, they're all really top-notch actors who haven't necessarily had a chance to be a lead actor before. I think from what they've told me, being an Asian actor, quite a bit of typecasting, secondary roles, not a chance to really shine on screen, and so not as a lead role at least. So for a lot of them, this is the first time that they've been a lead role in a feature film, and that is just an incredibly exciting thing for anyone in their career, but especially somebody who has been marginalized.
Oh, yeah. And I noticed that most of these people are very experienced actors.
Oh yeah, they are, and they've been on big Hollywood films. Like Paul He was in Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings with a speaking part. They were consummate professionals. Yeah.
And I must say that Ethan Brown's in there, and you actually must be a very good director because on Home and Away, he's very wooden, but in this, he does a much more nuanced performance, which was nice to see.
Oh, great. Well, yeah, I mean, Ethan was a lot of fun to work with, and he is one of the only like white faces in the film. And he has quite a journey to make, and some of the moments are quite comedic as well that he has to experience. It was great watching it with a live audience at the live premiere on Saturday night, and getting their reactions, you know, the excitement, the laughs. It was a very warm audience, but it was very lively, and it really just was so excellent to see how entertaining the film is. You know, like, yes, we have a diverse cast, and there's like a whole you know, social change ethos behind the production, but if a film's not entertaining, well then it's not successful. And so I'm really excited that the film is what it needs to be. It's entertaining.
Well, it is entertaining, and I have to say, one of the standouts is the person who plays the daughter. What an evil character she is! The
Well,
one,
that's Grace.
yeah, she's a really good actor.
She is so much fun to work with, Grace. I'm a big fan, Grace Huang, and I love making baddies. Like, I really do like a good baddie. All of my shorts, the baddies are kind of center stage to a large degree. So yeah, she really embraced being the
Yeah,
baddie.
she did. Not that anybody else put a step wrong. It was actually really quite entertaining and interesting film, I'll have to say. Where is it going to go to? Where are you putting it?
So the film is just about to be released on video on demand on the 4th of October on Google, YouTube, iTunes, Fetch, Sky, and Amazon. And then it's also going to be broadcast on a major broadcaster in Australia as well. So that's exciting. And we have an interactive
Oh, that's
offering.
yes, I want to know about this. This is such a great idea. Tell me.
So the film, the film is largely about the choices that we make. So we it's a yes, it is framed within a Romeo and Juliet sort of frame of two lovers who don't know their family backstory from warring families that fall in love and then have to kind of navigate this really complex crime world and try and break free from the lineal gangster world that they've inherited. So it is about the choices that we make. And so Sushan Chambers, the producer, thought, well, let's make an interactive version that actually where the audience gets to makes choices as well and see where those choices end up. So that's an additional offering that we'll be making to the audiences where they can watch the feature film, but then go and play around with this interactive version online. And it was like a great idea, quite challenging to shoot because we shot the whole thing in 3 weeks. And so we were shooting in parallel a feature and an interactive web series at the same time with lots of action sequences, sex sequences, heaps of night sequences, lots of locations, you know, low budget. So it was an ambitious shoot.
Yeah,
But I think,
very.
you know, we're doing something really groundbreaking.
Oh, I think you are too. And we should say that Shushan is a lead in the film as well.
She also was the lead character in the film, so she was producing and acting. Yeah, big, like, yeah, she's a hardworking producer and a visionary producer.
Yeah, sure is. This interactive web series that you've got. Did was how did you handle the edit of the feature versus the web series? I mean, were there two teams working on two different p projects for you?
No, it was all the same team. Yeah. So we made choices about the feature length version of what parts of those choices would end up being the feature version. So in the alternate version, there's things that you don't see in the feature version, basically, like choices that the characters make that are not part of the singular narrative arc that you would normally have with a feature.
Yeah, well, well, that actually tells you something about the intimacy of the narrative form of a game as versus narrative form for a feature, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I've got 2 minutes to go. So, is there anything I should have asked you that you ha I haven't?
Well, I like to know like what you thought. I mean, we really tried to create an elevated world in Sydney, in Western Sydney, a world that we don't get to see on Australian screens. And I think the big passion for me was I grew up spending a lot of time backpacking around Southeast Asia with my parents, and I really see Australia as situated within Asia. You know, we do have obviously very strong historical connections to Britain and even with, you know, America in a kind of capitalist sense, but in a geographic sense, we're actually based within Asia, and so many of our community are from the diaspora as well. So I was excited to show a different side of Australia on screen that we don't normally get to see, and a different side of Sydney, and elevate that world that we have, that neon, you know, gritty urban world that we have in Sydney. So I would just be interested to hear your reaction.
Well, my reaction is that it's about time, and it was great. It was really good to see. I mean, it's all very well to talk about the diverse box, but in actual fact, we are the change. You know, it's everybody. It's not we need a few characters that are from diverse backgrounds. Actually, everybody needs to be part of the narrative in the power relationship. And that's why it's really great that it was reversed.
Yeah, and we also had lots of kick-ass female characters.
Oh, yeah, and that's the other thing I didn't get to ask you about, but the actual action sequences were very good.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, we covered the action sequences in different ways depending on the sort of emotional beat behind this fight. So some of the fights are more messy and dirty because they're like street fights that like people aren't good fighters, and then other fights are much more elegant because they're more controlled, they're in a dojo, and then others are more kind of big cinematic fights because it's like high tension outdoors at night, you know. So there's a different feel to each fight, just as there is a different feel to each sex scene as well. So I tried as much as possible to sort of create characterization in the way that the sex and the violence was also shown on screen.
And it was very integrated. I thought that was really neat. And it was actually quite reminiscent of a Hong Kongese sort of approach. The other thing is, it must have been great as a director to have so many elements to play with.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard work, like, but yeah, no, I mean, I love directing, it was great to really think about fight scenes in a different way. And I hadn't worked with an intimacy coordinator before. So that's what you have now when you do sex scenes. So we had an amazing intimacy coordinator, Shondell Pratt, who I can't speak highly enough of, who, you know, we would explain the reason behind the sex scenes, and then she would sit with the actors and they would work through what their boundaries were, and we would come up with the shapes that we wanted to see on screen, and they would workshop that behind closed doors together. And then I would come in as the director and we would modify it. And then she was also on set to kind of reestablish that intimacy, those boundaries before we shot in a closed set. So that was a new experience for me, and great to have those professionals to bounce off, to, you know, protect cast, but allow us to then push what we see on screen in a way that you feel ethical, that you've created, done this right by the cast and the crew.
I better go.
Cool.
They won't let me ever talk to you again if we see.
Okay. It was so lovely to meet you.
Yeah, you too. And good luck, eh?
Thank you. Thanks, Annie.